Welcome to an all-new episode of The McFuture. I'm Steve Factor. I guess I'll call today's episode my manifesto. And I know it sounds like I should be living in a cabin somewhere, sending letter bombs in order to have a manifesto. And I'm sure just saying the word bomb on the podcast will get me investigated in some way. Let's jump into it. It's now years after the recession. Unemployment is at record lows. Stocks are at record highs. And most of us are at record widths. We float in this infinity pool of Nutella, Netflix, and Nip Slips, things that would make Caesar blush. We can learn any skill, order any product, and communicate with, or pleasure ourselves to, anybody on Earth. We can freaking fly to Florida for $300. Everyone with Ponce de Leon died trying to get to Florida. Even rich people aren't the demons they used to be. They used to hire goons to beat us up at factory riots. Today, they're beating themselves up in yoga, Zumba, and therapy. Half of them are on TV showing us their freshly implanted boobs and approximately where to go to take them hostage and steal all their stuff. But we don't. We don't. So I guess this must be paradise. But if this is paradise, why is it that the only two presidential candidates that had any kind of militant followers, why do they want to give us this extreme makeover? One of them wants to build this Euro Disney with the help of a generous single payer, somebody else. The other wants to make us great again, referencing some unknowable era. Is it when the Dukes of Hazzard was on TV? When farm work was seriously discounted? When I had hair? Whichever it is, you figure it out, then paint yourself orange and wait, because great deals are on the way. Why are so many so eager to be saved, either by a suddenly competent government or from Mexicans, Syrians, and Chinese who've been plotting to destroy America with dreams of a better life? And it's not just the U.S. You look at the Middle East, Europe, South America. Extremism is replacing moderation like a bad Folgers Crystals ad. Everyone is itching, but no one knows why, where, or how to scratch it. I think there's a simple-ish answer to it. We're going through this massive global puberty. Yeah, puberty. Everything from Trumpism to terrorism to hashtag heroism. They're just freshly sprouted zits and pubes. They're part of this huge transition we're woefully unprepared for, psychologically, professionally, and politically. Just like puberty bestows this adult body on a child, technology gives us these unwieldy powers. Imagine if baby Superman really did crash land on Earth. That little alien critter would trigger a genocide and a thermonuclear explosion before his first diaper change. We can all agree that an indestructible flying baby that can melt steel with its eyes is probably too powerful for Lourdes, your current nanny. Consider Arab Spring, Perestroika, and the Venezuela shit show. The minute people leave one abusive tyrant, they immediately find a shittier one. It's like if Rihanna broke up with Chris Brown to date OJ. Democracy is a powerful force, but it demands people who are informed, who yearn for it, who fight for it. But if the people aren't ready, it just doesn't work. Same goes for the internet and its deadly spawn. If this was 1692 and I casually mentioned over lunch that I could predict the weather, capture any image, and talk to anyone in China, I'd be burned as a witch. But we're not witches. Well, most of us. By any historical measure, we're gods. No, we are confused, indestructible, alien god babies. We possess powers we can barely fathom, much less master. And they're rewiring our brains, reshaping our bodies, molding our behaviors. When you live in a world full of colon cleanses that are officially sanctioned by Gwyneth Paltrow, everyone starts to feel like greatness is within reach, even for our colons. And it's right there. But few of us have any clue how to seize it, or even what to want. And the ones we ridiculed, the Kardashians, Silicon Housewives, Silicon Valley Bros, they are the ones who seem best adapted to rule this world. Some of them accept their Instagrammies with a smile. Others unlock new levels of discontent, addiction, or loneliness, like bigger, meaner monsters on new levels of a video game. Some of the most successful people I've met are fighting life's biggest demons and losing. These growing pains foreshadow the massive changes that are coming. Does anyone really believe that in 50 years we'll still have millions without healthcare when 80% of it can be done by what's already in our pants? I mean our pockets. I mean our phones. Or that we'll be propping up shady, horny oil sheiks while illuminated by free, unlimited energy. Or that truck drivers will still do 16-hour shifts struggling not to sideswipe America's most precious resource, the stars of 30 Rock. Or that we'll still have millions staring at computer screens to earn a living. Of course not. In 50 years, staring at laptops all day will seem as bizarre as driving to a strip mall to rent a movie. But something's missing. On one side is this world we're in and kind of understand. And on the other side is this amazing future with self-driving cars, leaps in life expectancy, and robot babes you can shag without electrocuting yourself. All the bullshit futurists talk about. But what about this uncomfortable middle ground? How do we get past this long, awkward phase? How do we get to that abundant utopia, to iPhone 973? This is what I've spent the last 4 years researching. I studied startup founders, executives, endurance athletes, volunteers, fast food delivery guys. I took a fresh look at what economics has to offer: universal income, minimum wage, capitalism, libertarianism, Bernieomics. I even reevaluated my own faith in tech and innovation where my bagels are smeared. But my most surprising and I guess important findings came from the happiness industry. Yeah, there's a happiness industry. Self-help, medication, meditation, apps, office jungle gyms, yoga pants. But the harder I squeezed the Lululemon, the more I soured on the shiny, superficial bullshit we're being fed. It's like we're feeding the hungry in all M&M's diet. Or like we're compiling an entire religion using nothing but inspirational Facebook quotes. Without ever expecting to do another book, or certainly not this podcast, I've been dripping clues to our future in pieces like Happiness Will Not Be Downloaded, Economics of Happiness, Prosperity Paradox, Profiting from the Death of Masculinity. Yeah, that's a good one. You should read that one. But there's so much more. Each day, I try to inch a little bit closer to the truth, to what life after puberty might be like, and what we should do about it. So, welcome to the journey. I promise the payoff will be worth it. But the McFuture isn't just a journey for you. It's a bit of liberation for me. This is the first time I'm creating things that legitimately scare the shit out of me. Not only are the ideas kind of scandalous and subversive, but they set fire to the safe corporate persona I've been manufacturing. I've spent too long hiding behind other people's brands, whether it's Forbes, Harvard Business Review, LinkedIn Influencer, or every company I've ever worked for, including my own. For better or worse, I'm rocketing out of the closet with mascara and assless chaps, prepared for judgment. I hope you join or stay with me on this little redemption ride towards purpose as we piece together the McFuture, why we're here, what it means, and where we're going. It'll have deep implications for everyone, whether it's entrepreneurs, students, parents, executives, marketers, or that weird guy that makes party balloons. So how do you know this podcast is for you? You're still listening, right? I'm Steve Factor, and thank you for listening. And just a quick note, these episodes take a lot of time and energy to write, and also to get all the guests that we have coming up that are amazing. So if you appreciate it, I ask you for two things. One is go online and rate this on iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast app is. And also tell a friend, or tell many friends. And that way we'll keep this thing growing, and that'll keep me inspired to keep doing this. See you next week.